Well, I know there's lots of testimonies here this morning. God is doing a work in hearts and lives and even healing bodies and minds. Amen? If it wasn't for the grace of God, who knows, right, where we'd be today. But we acknowledge the Lord. There are those who acknowledge Him and those who don't. But we acknowledge Him. We give Him thanks. We realize it is by His grace that we are saved. So many people are bound up in religious formalities and attempting by their own efforts and their own works to be justified before God, and they're enslaved to a system that cannot save. Amen. There's only one way to the Father, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ and Him crucified. Amen. If we were able to save ourselves, the cross would have been unnecessary. But we could not, and so Jesus took our place. He paid the price we deserve to pay. Well, today is what? Palm Sunday. So historically, Palm Sunday was the day of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And it also marks the beginning of the last week of our Lord here on the earth. And so on the Sunday before Passover, there was a multitude of people in Jerusalem that had come to observed the Passover celebration, which was like a 7-day celebration. And Passover means to pass through or pass over. Passover means to pass through or to pass over. It refers to the time when the angel of death had passed over the houses of Israel, right? When he was slaying the firstborn of Egypt. In Exodus 12:23, it says, "For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood," when he does what? "On the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you." How many know that that is a picture of the cross? Amen. And it's by the blood of Christ that we can enter in to life and be protected from the destroyer. Now, the reason the Israelites were not affected by this plague was because they had carefully observed the instruction that God gave to Moses and Aaron, amen, in applying the blood of the lamb. They had to apply it. That was something they needed to do. They took hyssop, a little herb in a plant, and it grew from the crags and the rocks. And I believe that speaks of faith, amen. By faith, the blood was applied, okay? And when the death angel saw the blood, he what? Passed over that household and they were spared. So these were the instructions. Exodus 12:5, "Your lamb shall be without blemish." They had to choose a lamb of sacrifice, a male of the first year. "You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it." And verse 13, "Now the blood shall be a sign for you," shall be what? "A sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." So Passover also marks the birth of the Jewish nation as they were liberated from their bondage in Egypt, and they were made then the servants of God. And it's for this same reason God ordered that this date to be observed as a day of remembrance for the Jews. In verse 17, in Exodus 12, "So you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance." To this present day, Passover continues to be a very special day to the Jewish peoples. The family gatherings, great feasts, prayers, and much more. In Israel, the Passover, again, is a 7-day holiday. Palm Sunday, again, was the day of the what we call the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. So the title of the message this morning is "The Triumphal Entry." And so this was the setting of our Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. In Luke chapter 19, verse 29, "And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to them, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you loosing the colt? Sure enough. And they said, the Lord has need of it. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they sat Jesus on it. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mountain of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen. Now in Luke 19:38, they were saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. In John's account, in John 12:13, it says they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, all these things had been prophesied prior to the coming of Jesus. Amen. And so Jesus was fulfilling those things that had been written about him. So why palm branches? Because palm tree was a symbol of joy and victory. So this was a time of great celebration as they welcomed the one who they believed would save them from Roman tyranny and enslavement. You see, natural man pays attention to natural things. And at this time, these people weren't born of the Spirit. They observed everything from their natural perspective, from their natural reasoning. And so the Lord Jesus, he enters Jerusalem amidst waving palm branches and shouts of Hosanna. Hosanna means save, please. The people were shouting, please, Lord, save us. Well, that was exactly why he came, didn't he? He came to save us. Yet the people were thinking in terms of temporary national deliverance. But Jesus actually came to save us from a worse problem. How many know what that worst problem was? Sin. Amen. And the people did not realize that Jesus would first be crucified and rise again from the dead in order to deal with the sin problem. So as Jesus had previously told his followers in Luke 9:22, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Now, how many of us have read things, have heard things, and we just kind of said, well, man, that's good. That's good. Yeah. But it doesn't really register. It hadn't registered. We didn't get the revelation. We didn't get really the understanding of it. How many have read passages of Scripture repetitively? You know, and then one day all of a sudden God opens it up to you and you get a revelation. He wants you to realize, amen, what it means, to know what it means. So anyways, sometimes when God doesn't do things the way we expect, we tend to get discouraged. You see, they were expecting Jesus to come and deliver them from this tyranny under Rome. Amen. And yet that's not what happened. Instead, the crowd's shouts of joy and praise, amen, turned to crucify him within a very short period of time. And Jesus was led away to be crucified. And so all their hopes of being delivered from Roman tyranny were dashed, seemingly. They did not understand the real reason why Jesus came. Jesus said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen? Jesus came to save us from our sins. So everything he did was in accordance to what had been written about him. In John 4:34, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Jesus didn't have his own agenda, right? He came to do the Father's will. Amen. The people were expecting a reigning king. But instead, Jesus came the first time as a suffering servant. However, the time will come and is soon approaching when Jesus will return in clouds of glory, not as a suffering servant, come on, but as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming to reign. He's coming to rule. He will put down all rule and all authority. Yes, he will establish his reign from Jerusalem. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. Because the word of God will not fail. And it wasn't until after Jesus rose again that the disciples had the revelation, that they remembered his words. In John 12:16, his disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. The people who had done these things to Jesus, right? So within a few short days, again, the shouts of Hosanna were turned to shouts of crucify him. Jesus later appeared to his discouraged followers on the road to Emmaus, remember? And they could not see through their grief. They didn't recognize who was walking with him. They thought it was the gardener. And they're having this conversation with this stranger that they met on the road. And they're like, don't you know what happened in these days? They started to talk to this man about what had happened to Jesus. Not realizing it was Jesus that was with him. So as he walked with them along the road, they said to him, Luke 24:21, but we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and a certain woman of our own company, who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that he had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But him they did not see. They're talking to Jesus about this, remember? Then Jesus, this is just like the Lord, right? He interrupts. Oh, foolish ones, right? And they still didn't get it. And slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Now remember, it was later on when they sat down and they broke bread together that their eyes were opened and they recognized it was Jesus, and then he vanished from their sight. I think the Lord has a sense of humor. I know he does. But listen, the reason why Jesus came was not to judge the world, but listen, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. Okay? He didn't come to rule the world the first time, but he came what? To save the lost. In John 12:46, Jesus said, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, listen, he said, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. But he didn't finish there. So Jesus did not sit in judgment on those who refused to hear his words or believe on him. But this does not mean that he will not condemn unbelievers in the coming day. Why? Because in verse 48, he says, he who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. How many know that we are responsible for what we know? What God allows you to see? And here the Lord is pointing forward to a coming day when those who have rejected his words will stand before the judgment bar of God. And then in verse 49, he says, for I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. So the things that Jesus taught were not things that he made up himself or learned from men, but what he heard the Father speak. And the word that Jesus spoke was the word of God. And unfortunately, people refuse to listen to him. Even today, people refuse to listen. And we were warned in the scriptures in Hebrews 12:25, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Now, I listened to a little short clip on YouTube of an Iranian Christian elderly woman. She was, well, 77. For some, that may not be elderly. She was 77 years old, and she was on fire for Jesus. And she was trying to warn people and warn her fellow man that, listen, you cannot earn your way to heaven. Salvation is the gift of God. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. And she said, praying for me that I'll have the strength to continue to speak this message. Amen. That people will understand that all of their striving, all of their working, amen, has amounted to zero. Why? Because you and I are incapable of saving ourselves. Amen. That's why Jesus came, to save us, because we couldn't save ourselves. That's why he died, because we couldn't pay for our own sins. So he paid for our sins. Amen. And he opened the floodgate of heaven. Amen. Now, by the blood of Christ, we can come boldly to our heavenly Father. Amen. We can call upon him now. And know that there's mercy. There's forgiveness. There's his grace, amen, available to us. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's only through Jesus Christ, amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, amen. Peter said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. 2 Peter 3:9, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us. What is it? He's very patient. He's being very patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. They should change their mind, change direction, turn away from themselves, turn away from their religion, and turn to the only one who can save. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. That's what's coming. Amen. Except for those who are in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a place of security. There is a strong tower. Amen. That we can run to and be safe. And that is in Christ Jesus. There is no other way. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm not trusting in myself to save me. I tried that. It didn't work. I was miserable. Never quite knowing. And God said, I want you to believe. Believe the report I gave you concerning my son. Amen. Believe Jesus. Believe his word. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? I believe in a rapture. I believe that the Lord is going to come and he's going to receive his bride. Those who are ready, those who are looking for him, will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. And I believe that the Lord is coming for those who are ready, those who are prepared. Amen. Those who are holy, and those who are holy are those who have been made right through the blood of Christ, who are in Christ. Amen. And those who are looking for him, he shall return a second time without sin unto salvation. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready. Hallelujah. I want to go. Praise God. Amen. Why are we here? Because God wants this message of the kingdom to go forth. Amen. He's not willing that anyone should perish. Amen. There is salvation in Jesus alone. Christ is that way, that truth, that life. Amen. He's not one of many. He is the way. Hallelujah. The day is coming when not only the natural creation, but all civilizations will be consumed. The great capitals of the world and all the works of mankind are marked for destruction. Amen. As Paul said, here we have no continuing city, but we look for one to come. 2 Peter 3:13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. What are we looking for? New heaven, new earth. Verse 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, listen, be slothful. No. Be diligent to be found by him what? In peace. Peace with your maker, amen? Peace with the Lord. Without spot and blemish. That means repent of your sins. Call upon the name of the Lord, amen? Forgive others so you also can be forgiven. Are you hearing me today? We need to be cleansed by the blood of Christ. The only way we're qualified to be in his presence is through the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? There is no other way to purity except through the cleansing of the blood of the Lamb. Amen? There's no other way to escape the death angel. Amen? Except by the blood of the Lamb. Amen? That we apply by faith, believing the report that God gave us concerning his Son. Amen? My faith and my hope is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? That was shed for me. Hallelujah. For the forgiveness, the cancellation of my sins. No longer to be held against me. Amen? I'm not putting my faith in me, but in Jesus alone who can save. Hallelujah. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. Amen. In heaven. You want your name confessed in heaven? Confess Jesus before men. Amen. But he said, if you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my Father and the holy angels. Amen. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but we believe and are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not ashamed of the Lord, right? The Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. Amen. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. That means we all get a chance, amen, to come to salvation through Jesus, amen. And that's why we're not ashamed to let other people know that, listen, there is a coming judgment, amen. There is coming destruction, amen. And it will be worldwide. But the good news is that there is a way of escape through Jesus Christ, amen. There is a salvation available to you. If you will turn to the Lord, amen, you will find mercy for your soul. Hallelujah. Every knee will bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's say it. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. That sound. Let's do it again. Jesus is the Lord. Amen. You can't authentically say that's right unless the Lord is in you. Amen. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door. Who's the doorkeeper? We are the doorkeeper. He's not going to kick the door down. But if you want to trust the Lord with your heart, with your life, with your salvation, you open the door and you let him in. And then he said, I will come in. And we'll have fellowship together. We'll have a meal together. And that means we have intimacy. We enjoy each other's company. I have a relationship with Jesus now. Amen. He's not a God far off. Amen. I'm not crying that God will come down from heaven because he's a word away. I speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. His name is power. His name is healing. His name is life. Hallelujah. Consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. God is not willing that anyone should perish. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. climb through the shadows, burn like a fire. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Can you bring that up, Jude? Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Come on, somebody! Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.